All right. You know what day it is and you know what time it is. And yes, this is the Insight Hour brought to you by BBSRadio.com and also those people at OxySilver.com, of course, you know. And before we get started, I have to tell you who's talking to you this evening, Dad. It's true. It's Reverend Roxy, and it's also Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who is going to be on in just a minute. Tonight, folks, we are going to be dealing with a few things. But before we get to that, we want you to know, we want to give it up to the Creator. Yes, try to remember the time of September. We are in it. We will not be back. So this year, we have to pay and pray attention to that which has come before, the 3,000 to 5,000 lives and those lives that have gone on to the hereafter prematurely by an event that happened on September 11, 2001. Yes, we do not forget. And with that, I want to bring in Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who will do the invocation tonight because this is a special, special Insight Hour, and we will be dealing with a lot of special issues. Dr. Len, are you
hey,
there?
Hey, Reverend Roxy, what a wonderful pleasure to join you. Thank you so much for always being with us and always being there and always praying and always having your heart fully open to receive the love that the Creator has and sharing that with all the people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, so you want to give it up to the Creator tonight?
Yes, we have to.
Oh, that's something that we always do on the Insight Hour. Happy to do it. Okay, this is for everybody. This is a great blessing that goes out to everybody. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for the glorious blessings you're giving us, including all the people that listen to the Insight Hour. And Reverend Roxy Hampton and Dr. Len, we thank you for this venue by which we can spread your word, your way, your truth, your will to make heaven come to earth. And that's the subject matter tonight, Heavenly Creator. I ask for a special blessing on your concert, the concert for the living waters. I ask for a special blessing for all the people listening to bring forth all of the resources, human, financial, and otherwise, that are necessary to make your day, your actual weekend, but your prayer of 144,000 humble servants to miraculously pray and give you praise and glory and transform this planet, bringing it back to your loving essence, your harmonics, your resonance, your frequency of divinity. May it bless us and baptize us in your Holy Spirit-filled water, your creative juice, the concert for the living waters. Our Messiah, Yeshua, said he is. He said, I am the living water. We recognize in you, Heavenly Creator, this divine essence, this creative juice, this sustenance, this hydration that brings this musical mathematical matrix to fruition within our Holy Spirit-filled temples. We recognize you in us. We recognize that we are nearly 80% of you in your creative juice, given that your creative juice is part of the triune God. So we praise you for this Holy Spirit, for your essence and your water. We praise you for bringing to us at this time all of the resources, human and otherwise, that are necessary to bring this concert to fruition and have this fruit be delicious and sweet and glorious, that the great frequency resonance of the oceans that result from us getting together from 9 venues internationally, and we ask, Heavenly Creator, for all of the other persons and places and things that are necessary to make this happen, that you bring to us, that you dispatch your angels right now to deliver to us all the persons and all the synchronicity that is required to bring divinity to humanity through this concert for the living waters. Live H2O. We dedicate this whole mission, this purpose, this total glorious blessing of fulfillment of prophecy to you, Heavenly Creator. We ask for concert organizers to come forth. We ask for people who have in their hearts to contribute in any way to get in touch with us. There is a toll-free number, Heavenly Creator. We'll give that out during this program. And we ask for people to be touched by your angels that bring to us all of those people inspired by your glory and your greatness to do this great human service. We praise you for bringing concert organizers, event managers, the musicians, the technicians, all of the people require to bless us on this weekend of June 19th through the 21st, 2009. We have approximately 9 months to bring this together for the greatness of your glory. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for the 9 month incubation period and the miracles that you're going to produce for us during the next 9 months. We praise you for all of this. And Heavenly Creator, I ask for a special blessing on my person so that I get every piece of my ego out of the way and I'm not attached to anything associated with this, your event. I praise you for directing me and guiding me and bringing me the revelations necessary to inspire me to hold this vision of a global baptism. I believe we can do it. I see it's all in place. I see the people. I've had the dream. You've given me the vision. I now ask for your total blessing so that it is nothing but my heart that's engaged, not my mind. I'm not interested in ego. I'm not interested in profit. I'm interested in your blessing, your maximal flow of the heavenly water and the juice that shall sustain and remake us in your image and this planet, bringing it back to your grace and glory. So with this inside hour, I praise you, Heavenly Creator, for giving us this venue. I praise you for Don Newsom and the Newsom family and Doug Newsom and Seth in engineering, because these folks have already stepped up to declare that they shall administer this great event. It shall be broadcast on BBS Radio. And our partners and affiliates and the networks that step forward during this coming year, they will combine with BBS Central. And we will broadcast the music of miracle making globally. We praise you for bringing to us the musicians, the talents, the artists, the celebrities. We ask for a special anointing and blessing in Hollywood and elsewhere, where whoever shall be associated with this, by the grace of your glory and your direction, that they may be moved, move beyond limitations, move beyond money and decision-making based on financial reparation alone. We ask for you to touch the hearts of all those who have an understanding of your glory and greatness and the capacity to touch you with our hearts through your creative juice and your resonance, your perfect circle of sound. We praise you for the glorious blessing of the knowledge of 528 hertz frequency of love. We praise you for the knowledge that can allow us to retune our instruments to your glorious broadcast, your divine frequency, the clear channel to your heavenly throne. We praise you for bringing those people who have consciousness and awareness and love in their hearts in all the places where celebrities and musicians roam, and their agents, may they be likewise touched by this calling for the greatness not of Hollywood, not of media, not of the earth, but of the greatness of heaven, that we shall seek the kingdom of heaven first, every day and especially at this event. To manifest that glory, we seek that, and then all else shall come to us because we shall enter into the energy, the spirituality, the divine anointing blessing of the Messianic Age. That's what I believe. I believe you've shown me enough so that I can grasp that magnificent vision of how this magnificent historic event unfolds, takes place, and miraculously manifests in 1,000 years of world peace. This is the concert for shalom, for blessing, for the true Yisrael, where the lion lies down with the lamb, where we finally connect through our hearts, not our heads, with our brothers and sisters in faith and trust and love, not fear and judgment. Praise you, Heavenly Creator, for this opportunity, for all the knowledge and then the blessings and the resources. Thank you for the people that are coming forth right now and for all of the things that we shall do to bring you glory on this magnificent day, this incredibly maximum awesome blessing that you've already provided to us, and having Rinpoche, Drago Rinpoche, volunteer to lead the international blessing. Thank you for bringing him already to us. Thank you for opening the hearts of many musicians. Thank you for touching celebrities all over the United States and all over the world. Thank you for Brazil. Thank you for India. Thank you for all of the people in Japan. Thank you for our brother, Dr. Masaru Emoto, for stepping forward already and saying that he has a venue in Japan. We praise you for all of the glorious blessings that you're bringing and providing. And one last time, one major blessing for all the people, the supporters of BBS Radio and the Inside Hour. Again, may they be touched by your angels for this heavenly calling to bring forth and contribute in some way to this magnificent event. In Yeshua's blessed name, we praise you, and in your name we trust. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey. So, sister, thank you for asking for that prayer tonight.
You know, I can't think of anybody that could do it better. I really don't.
I think you could
do
a pretty good job yourself.
Well, thank you, but this is, I really love it when you do it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just so right on for what the mission is, and we know that the mission is possible. And
yay,
that is to prepare ourselves for the life in the hereafter of the now.
You know, I'm privileged to know you because you're such a rock. You're such a solid foundation with what you call the Godhead and this open, loving heart and the truth that shall set us free, sister.
Because I think it's all about the inner reality that we are all striving to work on. And even though we have lots of people out there who are short-sighted, we know that with the faith and the faith in God that we can open their eyes and they can have a new clear vision. And this is the kind of language that I believe that the H2O, the live H2O, the Living Waters concert, is going to allow people to articulate their belief in the divinity. In other words, to demonstrate it, to see it come to fruition, just like that, in their lives and in other people's lives, by doing this holy experiment. And this is why I'm involved with you and with the other people that surround you and us to come, because we have faith, and this is what we're going to need. Because the kinds of things that are happening now in the world, I know, are opening up everybody's mind. I mean, tonight you wanted to talk about, and we are going to get down to this Fannie Freddie thing, because I think we really need to bring some insight of our own to how this affects us. And here we are saying, cast all cautions to the wind, have great faith, there will be money, there will be happiness, and it will exist in 2009, no matter what they're doing now. That they can't take that away from us. So here we are planning an event for the summer solstice of 2009, when the entire financial system is getting a synthetic haircut, as far as I'm concerned.
That's a good way to put it.
You know, a lot of people want to understand what's going on. Stock market down, gold down, silver down, treasury bonds, everything, people moving, grooving.
But we're up, and the spirit's high.
And we're up, and so is that dead dollar.
Yeah.
Like Lazarus rising from the dead.
You know, before we get into this little financial situation.
Yeah, I don't even really, if we don't have to, but we
No, I think it's important, because I think it was an important event that happened on Sunday.
Whew.
You know, and I think people should be aware of what the not just the physical, but the spiritual ramifications of this whole reorganization of
70 years.
Yeah, of all mortgages, of financing, and at any rate, let me just touch on something that's really dear to my heart, and you had touched on it as you spoke briefly. It triggered it in me. You know that what this is really about is reconnecting our hearts to the Creator's heart. That in fact, it's already connected. We are all really connected. This is what the 528 hertz frequency is about. This is the central core clear channel to the heavenly throne, to the core creative frequencies of the universe. This is the perfect circle of sound. It is the heart of the perfect circle of sound. It is the heart of the human being. It is what allows the heart to have this electromagnetic resonance and incredibly powerful transmission capacity far, far, far beyond the neurology of people's brains. This heart mind, this heart connection is what we long for. It's there. It's always been there. It's been there since we were created in the image of the Creator. But what we have done is we've forgotten it, and we've been dumbed down, and we are dissociated from it. And so this concept of faith and trust in the Creator is also the faith and trust that we shall have in ourselves being this glorious connection to this magnificent creative source. We are the co-creators. We are the holy children of the Creator. We now must come forth and be responsible. We are able to respond to the urgencies and the deceptions and manipulations and the coercions and the enslavements and the pharmaceutical intoxications. It is time to come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues and her stupidity. And that can only happen maximally by this open heart connection to the glorious frequency of divinity. That is resonant in us. That's what every one of you folks listening, that's what you long for. That's what was taken from us. That's what the fall from the Garden of Eden and basically paradise is all about. It's the reconnection. That's in seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Well, how are you going to seek and find the kingdom of heaven? It has to be through the heart. It has to be through the core creative frequency, 528 hertz frequency resonance that connects the heart as the creative clear channel to the kingdom of heaven, to the boss. That's how you can find. It's like tuning your radio channel. If you're on, let's say, if you're trying to get 528 hertz frequency and you're tuned to 520, you're not quite there. And you move up to 527 and you can just begin to hear it. And you move back totally into 528. Now you got the clear channel broadcast that you're receiving through your crystal antenna called the structured water, which is electromagnetically inspiring your DNA. That's what the sacred spiral is all about. It's a Tesla coil, an energy amplifier to amplify God in you. The water, part of the triune God. That's what the matrix of DNA is in. So we came from the water, and we're going back to reconnect with the most powerful anointing and spiritual blessing and energy vibration in the water. That's what this whole concept of this concert is about. We're going home. We've got to reconnect with each other as co-creators, as divine, loving human beings. And that is what the Messiah preached.
It's exactly the perfect order in the law of God's universe should have been clear to us who are so and consider ourselves to be so intelligent, Dr. Len. But because man became so deluded with their false notions of what it possibly could be, limited themselves, and now we have an opportunity to truly manifest that which in Genesis it said that he created us in his image, bathed in the light and the glory of the oneness and the kind of exercises and the type of speakers that we will have on the summer solstice addressing these aspects of our divinity and also of our physicality through the DNA. Can't discuss DNA without talking about water. You can't discuss history without talking about water. You can't discuss spirituality or the Bible or any of the things without talking about water. So therefore, it'll click in everybody that yes, if there's a perfect order in the universe that God is demonstrating, then we need to liken that very same power and talent within ourselves and manifest it in our own realities.
Amen. That's exactly right. So that this is what we long for. You know, when we, you know, leave our homes and we, you know, so many children I saw, I prayed for with my brother so Sadhu the other day in Lenox, Massachusetts. We prayed together for a young 13-year-old girl who had already slit her wrists because she grew up in a home with parents that were abusive. And, you know, there's so many of these situations happening, and people are so out of touch with their Godheads, with their loving, open hearts. They're into this totally satanic insanity, and that's, you know, it's just the opposite of divinity. And the reality is that we have the opportunity now to recapture what was lost. There's nothing missing or broken in the musical mathematical matrix of the kingdom of heaven. It's perfect. And thus is the same within you, within me, within all of us. We were produced in the image of perfection. And to do great things, Yeshua said that you shall do more than what I have done, he told his apostles, and we're all now evolved out of that same lesson plan. To do more than what he has done in these end times is a great privilege and an awesome opportunity and a great calling and our destiny. It is time to fulfill our destiny of glorious divine greatness. And that's what it's going to take. That's what the Creator's been waiting for. The Creator's been waiting for the same thing that every single one of us has been waiting for. That is to reconnect fully with this love frequency and this communion, this divine human communion and this divine interpersonal communion that relays this concept of divinity through communication, sound frequency, vibration. This is the attunement or the atonement. A tone. Here we are coming up on the Day of Atonement in the Jewish religion. The High Holy Days, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. That means that we need to strike a tone that we mean to strike, to reunite us as family. Reunite us as divinity embodied. That is the core lesson plan. Because without that, you can't do what the Messiah said that we shall do. We can't do the miraculous manifestations of glorious blessings and healings unless we've got this clear channel flow right from the heavenly throne, right through our hearts. Again, look at all the pictures of Yeshua and the saints. They've always got a halo around their heads, and they've always got a halo around their hearts. And the halo around their heads is not about the ego. It's about a crown chakra in direct communion with the boss. But the primary channel is this incredible organ called the heart that beats to the rhythm and vibration of divinity. It's connected to all of nature. It's connected to the frequencies that create the cosmos. That's what we've shared in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, in the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. If you haven't gotten that book, you haven't read it or watched the DVD called the Love Code DVD, folks, you've got to get that because it's time to catch up. We've been blessed. You need to partake in the blessing. It's there for you. So this is the magnificent time. We were separated from our parents. We were abused, many of us, by our parents. They didn't know better. They were engaged in lunacy. They were taught by their parents. And unfortunately, we have worse today. We have the media, which is abusing everyone. Every child that tunes into video games and engages in destruction and this incredible, total insanity of killing, destroying, instead of rebuilding and uplifting. This is what the lunacy in Babylonian society is all about today. And you've got to come out of it. But beyond coming out of it, you've got to reconnect with what's real. The core sustaining and remaking force, the remedy for what ails you, humanity, is one thing. It's this love of the Creator. And the only way that we can connect with each other fully and connect and commune with the Creator fully is through connecting to this clear channel of communication for divine human communion and development of community and unity in this divinity. And so that's essentially what it is that this whole concert, I mean, that's our focus of my life, and I know of your life, sister, is this connection. And we long for it. I can tell you, my sister, because I've spent so much wonderful time with you, and I miss you because I'm not in Hawaii, and I haven't been there for many months now. But I know that when you talk about your father and the love that you have in your heart for your father, that is such a magnificent, powerful love. There's nothing more powerful in this universe than the love that you have for your father and your mother, your creative source. And that's what we long for as we go into the elderly years. The children today, they're slicing their wrists because they're not connected to their fathers and mothers anymore. They're not connected to the Creator anymore. They're not connected to what's real. They're connected to this lunacy, this satanic sorcery, and this insanity that has children killing and maiming vicariously over the video screens. This is not a life. This is a death. This is an imposition, a socio-political imposition of the most hideous psycho-social manipulation, incarceration in one's own mind, mind control. Sure, you can control the mind, but you can't control the heart. So this is the reality, and this is what this whole concert concept and our evolution into the time and place where we have not just the understanding, but the heartfelt divine motivation to get the job done, to go back to what was real and what is still real, and it's right here, right now. That's exactly what Yeshua said about the kingdom of heaven. He said it was near, and he did not mean temporally far off in time. It's right here, it's right now, and it resides primarily in our hearts and the connection that our hearts have and resonate with to this magnificent source.
I think you're absolutely correct. That's why I focus, and you know we all focus on the life in the hereafter, which is now, from moment to moment. That's why we use words like redemption. That's why we live, because we have been trained in our brain. This is how you get into heaven. All that man can do is strive in God's cause. And see, that's important to me, that from moment to moment, I'm striving in God's cause, not my government, not my neighbor, not my sister, my brother, my mother, but in God's cause. And what is God's cause? For me, I truly believe it is to do right and to not stray from that righteousness, and to bathe yourself in the faith. And this takes practice, doesn't it, Dr. Nash?
Sure it does. There's a lot of distractions that are pulling us. You know, this concept, as you mentioned, of redemption. What is it that when you redeem something, you know, you turn it in, you exchange it for something more valuable to you? And that's what we're talking about here.
More valuable than the change that is being offered.
Yeah.
To offer redemption, salvation, forgiveness, mercy. These are the words that reach the heart and Godhead of every creature on this planet. And until we are able to articulate and find the feeling words, that's why, folks, we are asking you to join us. I dare you. I want you all to join us on June 19th through the 21st, 2009.
Right, and I think you're going to just be able to tune in to B bbsradio.com. By that time, we'll be working with Don and Doug Newsom. We'll be getting it all together so that you'll be able to link from liveh20.org and to liveh20 headquarters, Central, and BBS Radio. So that's a great, great, great blessing. So, you know, let me also mention something else. I'm so pleased and blessed. You know, we've been posting, I don't know if you've seen them, Reverend Roxy, but we've been receiving from our brother in Uganda, Peter, his name is Luima, Peter Luima, who's the director of the Wasart African Youth Movement, who has, as a grassroots initiative, taken the OxySilver that we donated and has distributed it to doctors, and they have been giving it to AIDS patients primarily, but they've been seeing, and they have not refused anyone that has come to them, and there's so much disease and poverty and pestilence, really, in Uganda that there's no shortage of need there. But he's been sending us the pictures and the thank yous from all the people who have been miraculously healed with OxySilver. And we've been posting those. If you go onto the OxySilver.com website, and I'll tell you how to get there. It's a little tricky. You go to www.OxySilver.com. And that's a website that everyone should put in. Join up right now. I mean, right as soon as the show is over, get online and put your email address in there. Put your name in. An address, whatever's needed for registering. There's no charge. It's free. We're going to give you this entire website for free so that you can help save lives and prosper. And then when you get onto that website, you want to see the pictures I'm talking about we've started to post. You go to the company section. At the masthead, you've got a link to the says company. Click on that and it opens up the company page, and then scroll down on the right hand side and you'll see where it says Research Archives. And you click on that, and then that'll take you to the website that I had developed initially for OxySilver, and that's a whole different section, very educational. And then go in that new section that you've just entered into where it says NASA Science Plus, NASA Science, because NASA researchers originally developed the base product, silver hydrosol, that completely eliminates infectious diseases from planet Earth. That's what this stuff does. They've used it for years. They've given it to the astronauts. They have kept the astronauts healthy in space missions. They recirculate the water. Everything, including the urine, is recirculated in space explorations and missions, and they circulate it all, and they use the same covalently bonded silver oxygen molecule in OxySilver, plus we've added 528 hertz love frequency, and we've added the breath of the earth, and we've given it a special blessing and anointing that is vitally important when you're doing anything with virtually the bio-resonant technologies. Even the right frequency generators and the Tesla technologies, the Tesla coils, even Tesla taught his students and Keeley taught his students, you gotta pray over what it is that you're working with. So, but at any rate, you go to the OxySilver site in the NASA Science Plus section, you'll learn about what NASA scientists did, and then at the bottom of there, it says links to, and look for the link to the, Ugandan AIDS research project.
And well, for those people who don't have, Dr. Lynn, for those people who don't have computers but somehow or another are listening to the archives, please share with us some of the wording, or that they're hearing this from some other way.
You mean the wording to the Uganda?
In other words, some of the, just kind of paraphrase for us if you don't have it in front of you either, some of what you're talking about in terms of what they'll see when they go.
Oh, they're going to see some beautiful children. They're going to see some children who were on their deathbeds that the doctors gave up on, and that the parents gave up on, and that 2 days later, the first Kisu, little Kisu girl, just couldn't sit up. She was on her way out, and now she's sitting up and she's happy, and she's been progressively getting better and better. They're going to see people with kwashiorkor. They're going to see a man with a huge stomach. He couldn't even eat anything. He was completely in pain constantly with a stomach the size of, gee whiz, one of those big beach balls.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 days later, after taking OxySilver, the stomach is weighed down and he's going back to work again. And there's just story after story after story, everything from tuberculosis and infections of the ears and all sorts of intestinal problems. Don't forget, the primary problem over there is that the water is so impure. It's full of pestilence. And so that the people impoverished aren't nutritionally supported. They are getting exposed to, not only the bloodborne pathogens, and
bacteria and viruses and fungus.
Exactly. And so that's what OxySilver does. It eliminates all the bacteria, viruses, and fungus that are pathogens. It steals their electrons. It works energetically. It is by the divine grace of water that this occurs. That's why this is so vitally important, is that it's all about the water. Healing is all about the water. Our sustenance is all about the water. And here, you know, in Jesus' day, if people loved him because primarily they were sick and ailing. They were down and out. And all they needed to do is get a glance and a touch by him. And all miraculously they healed. And he said constantly, it is not me that does this. It is not I who does this, woman, he told people. It is by your faith and trust that you are saved, that you are healed. And he said, I am the living waters. And this is water that is alive. The silver is one of the most electrically conductive elements in the periodic table. You have copper, silver, and gold as the top three electrically movers and shakers in the periodic table of elements. Silver is a powerful energy amplifier and transmitter. And now what you do in OxySilver, in the solution, we've got 528 hertz frequency of love. Love is the universal healer. Water is the universal solvent. Solve pollute. Do, re, mi, fa, so. So, in the original musical scale, is solve pollute in Latin. Solve the problem. Solve the pollution in English. This is solving the pollution and the problem of the whole infectious disease devastation. AIDS, forget it. It's over. For those who have ears to hear what I'm saying, you don't have to, by the grace of our Creator and the magnificence of the resonance of water in this product, OxySilver, you do not need to worry about any infectious disease, because you're not going to have infectious diseases in the Messianic age. In 1,000 years of world peace, where there's nothing missing, nothing broken, and the kingdom of heaven is down on earth, guess what? You won't have the National Cancer Institute conducting genocide under the guise of public health and cancer research and prevention. You won't have these devil doers operating genocidally. You're not going to have pill pushers that tell you to pop magic pills to cure every ill and enslave you with drug side effects that now make you have to take other drugs and spiral you into an early grave. You don't need that stuff, and you won't have that stuff. So now we who've been blessed with the understanding of how this whole paradigm is shifting shall now move forward forcefully, assertively, and lovingly, and say, salvation is here. Physical salvation from all of these frightful illnesses. And this, by the way, sister, as we briefly talked about, this economic situation and the Fannie Mae buyout or takeover by the federal government to calm the international concerns of the financial communities. So this was a huge geopolitical maneuver.
This is so large that it can't even not be talked about in the mainstream.
Yeah.
This is now starting the mainstream when they pick it up. So for me, it's like, this is another part where we talk about the dumbed-down Americans who were the patsies here, who are going to be the patsies, excuse me, of this deal. They really need to understand this is an anniversary year that they're pulling this off in. 1938, 1968, 2008.
So that's when the crash occurred, huh? That was 28.
What I'm saying is 1938, FDR with the New Deal.
Oh, the New Deal, yeah. But
brought in this government agency.
Wasn't it
1968? Excuse me. Let me just explain it to you.
Go ahead.
The Democrats sold us out, gave us to the Republicans, and in 1968, this government agency then became a private corporation, and at the whim of the Republican Party and the Democratic collusion, they ran this mortgage government National Mortgage Association, which is Ginnie Mae, into the ground. And now, the very government that founded it is now taking it back when it is holding $12 trillion of American blood, sweat, and tears. And it doesn't seem to bother the herd. They're looking for change. We'll be lucky if we have a farthing. We'll be lucky if we have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, most of us, if we don't wake up. Because they have done it, and we've got to make them undo it. No, this is private industry's problem. This is the bank's problem. It's going to be our problem. But if we all deliver ourselves over to gold and silver, it won't be our problem. So take those useless dollars that are now inflated. And God tells me to tell you these things now, quickly, so that you don't go under, that you can be of use, that you can stand and help those who have been privy to the abuse. Oh, Dr. Len, I miss you so much, because there's so much good work that the both of us need to do right here on this island.
No, I appreciate that for sure. You know, I'll be back in about 2 months.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Actually,
third week of December. I should be back third week of December. And folks, that's something else. As a matter of fact, there have been several people who have contacted us and would like to come out and do the retreat. We have a wonderful healing celebrations retreat happening the week of Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's on the Big Island of Hawaii, and Reverend Roxy makes the most awesome things that you would just, culinary, art, divine blessings that she gives us. And
we have Freedom there, who is an excellent raw food.
Oh, yeah.
This year's retreat is going to be that.
Man, you're going to eat.
We're all going to be on this preparation of food of all kinds.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. That'll be a great blessing. So anybody that's listening, and I promise to give you a toll-free number to call. Again, also for those of you who wish to contribute to Live H2O, give us a ring, and it's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Go online to oxysilver.com. Do what I said. Join up right away. And then at least when somebody comes that, you know, into your life, and it will probably be sooner than later, that has an infectious disease or some problem that the antibiotics are not working, the medical deities are not helping, you've got the solution. You've got OxySilver. And this is what I wanted to share with regard to this crash and this economic downturn that we're experiencing now. There's been a fair amount of rumors, and I'll call them just rumors. There's been a lot of intelligence passing over the internet about the global industrialists, particularly the Bush administration, because things are so bad that they've got to pull another 9/11 type of an event. Reverend Roxy, have you heard rumors about that too?
Well, I'm not going to say that my government is not in a place of desperation right now in terms of what it's going to do. It's going to pull some kind of rabbit out of its hat. But I am asking everybody to be a little bit beyond all of that and understand that our government will get its own in its own time and rehabilitate itself in its own time through a natural collapse.
Yeah.
Of the entire system. So I think what needs to happen is that we need to be vigilant. And should something like a 9/11 happen again, should they be so stupid in this election year to do such a thing, okay, we then have to do what we know we have to do, which is to stand up for the truth of the matter. And this time to look at what they're saying and not be duped like we was in 2001,
yeah,
with all of their machinations.
Well, my analysis.
I hear no rumors.
The rumors that I'm looking at, and some of them are coming from fairly reputable sources. So I have to be attuned to it. And, you know, again, we're fulfilling Bible prophecy, and it gets pretty ugly. You know, before we have the return of the Messiah, it's pretty ugly. And so I'm with you. Those people who make preparations, you've got to make provisions for what's coming down. And I'm telling you to get into OxySilver immediately. Stock some of it. Have at least a few bottles of it in your medicine cabinet. But you'll have so many people that are going to need it. And my concern is that there's predictions of either a nuclear or a biological strike, even as early as October, even as early as a few weeks from now. And, you know, anything is possible when there's such desperation and urgency in the economic climate of our political system. Anything is possible. And so when I look at, you know, additional great plagues, and then I read between the lines of what the Centers for Disease Creation have been promoting, which is this concept of an avian flu that's going to come get you, and you got to go this month. Actually, this past month, you've had Safeway. Now, there's a good one. Safeway. Give you these flu vaccines, the nasal flu injections of live viruses. You've got these vaccines going out into these unfortunately, young girls who are receiving the HPV vaccine. This is absolute genocide, but what the propaganda is saying is that we're going to have more biological weapons or more biological outbreaks. And so I suspect, rather than a suitcase nuclear, if there's going to be such an event, I suspect strongly it's going to be a biological release. And if you don't have something such as OxySilver around, I think you're going to be running really uncomfortably around trying to find salvation. And honestly, you've got to check out what it is that we're doing. It is a cooperative. This whole OxySilver blessing has been a complete cooperative. It is the Creator's given it to us for sustaining us, both physically throughout this whole biological weaponry attack, but also financially. This is something that every single one of you folks, if you're listening and you have connections to churches and synagogues and ministries, all sorts of non-governmental organizations, the organizations that you need funding for, save lives. Help us to save lives. Put OxySilver in the hands of people. And I'm urging you to do that, because I am now more excited, more thrilled, more humbled, more blessed than ever. When you see the pictures and you hear the stories and you see the testimonials, people have written in already to us. Everything from herpes and hepatitis infections. Hepatitis C, we've got 3 people already who said that they've cured their hepatitis C with OxySilver. Now, we can't say that on this radio show, but I'm saying it anyway. I'm saying it anyway, because I know that the food and drug advocates are simply genocidalists, and I'm not going to stop. They're going to have to come kill me, and I'm not interested in that. Creator's got me too busy for that. So the reality is, you've got to bring this whole salvation message to the people. Thanks to BBS Radio, we're on the Inside Hour every Tuesday night, bringing you this kind of message. And I want to thank you, Reverend Roxy, for joining us every week. Really, I really love you, and I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you too. You know, it's amazing that the two of us are on the air together. Because as a Messianic Jew, you are, that you also have such a great faith in Yeshua, as you call him, and I, a humble orphan who is raised a Catholic, inspired by Islam, and now in the center of it all, understanding that God's way is the straight way. And so whatever it is that we are doing, there may be numerous paths that we all take, but when you look at them all, they're all straight. So I just want to tell everybody out there that is with us every week, week after week, that the relationship between Dr. Horowitz and Reverend Roxy is the straight way, and that the path that we are taking is one of a revere type, which is that on one side we're going to be right there giving you what you need, whether you believe in it or not. And that's what the Oxy Silver, I think, represents in our lives now. It is at another dare you to protect yourself and to protect your family with something we know is effective. And if it can do no harm to you, and it can do a lot of good.
Fabulous, sir.
You know, that's where we're at with that, folks, you know.
Yeah.
And you're going to go a long way. And I think you really need, when you say the Oxy Silver, one more time, explain to them, because you know how we have it. Everybody's heard about the silver this and silver that. Explain to them exactly what our product that you that has been developed and we're bringing them is different from colloidal silver or other types of preparations.
Sure. Yeah, this is a whole new evolution in healthcare far beyond the colloidal silver. Colloidal silver is excellent. It's a great product, but it doesn't compare to the silver hydrosol, particularly Oxy Silver, which has a covalently bonded nanoparticle silver, which allows it far better than any colloidal silver, which has big clumpy silver particles that can tattoo your skin, causes argyra. It's not such a big deal, but it is protective for a lot of people. But the problem is, if you're taking it every day, you are going to get this, if you're taking colloidal silver every day, that is, you're going to get this tattooing, your graying of your skin. It's called argyra. And I've been opposed to that. I don't recommend you take that every day, and I've said that for years. With Oxy Silver, you can take it every day. And essentially, if you have anything, any time that you've got any cold or flu maybe coming on, you get any type of infectious disease, anything, if you take this, you're going to blow it out real fast. You need to stay well hydrated, because the healing crisis and the elimination and the detoxification happens so rapidly with Oxy Silver, because it's so powerful in small amounts, that you have to stay well hydrated. And so this is one of the wonderful things that, we're getting word back from Uganda, where they're doing the Oxy Silver AIDS trial, and they're, like I said, treating other problems, but the issue has been hydration. But they use the Oxy Silver to purify the water. That's precisely what it could also be used for, just like they're using it in space with the NASA scientists developed it for the astronauts. So the way that this works is far more enhanced than the way colloidal silvers work. Colloidal silvers don't offer additional oxygenation. They don't offer the resonant frequency vibration of love, of 528 hertz.
Guess what?
I think we're almost out of time.
We are. I can only tell you, you get the last word. I love you. And we'll be back here next week. Huh?
Next week, next Tuesday night. Okay, folks, I want you to stay tuned to BBS Radio, to Don Nikoloff, Evident Footprints, coming up on this excellent network. And if you have not joined yet, as a BBS subscriber, certainly do that. $2 a month gets you access to all of the awesome archives. And please do that at your earliest convenience. Do it on bbsradio.com. Also, go online to the books, tapes, DVDs, and CDs that sustain our ministry and sustain this program. It's at healthyworldstore.com. healthyworldstore.com. And that toll-free number, again, is 888-508-4787. You can call that toll-free number. Also, order Oxy Silver if you don't want to order it online. 888-508-4787. Thanks for joining us. I'll be back with Reverend Roxy Hampton next week on BBS Radio. Bye for now.